Welcome to Gather Round Seville, a special broadcast geared toward understanding and community healing here on WTJU. I'm Nathan Moore. As the city of Charlottesville and University of Virginia continue to process the tragic and vile white supremacist actions over the weekend, last weekend, we revisit those who were there firsthand. We talk with people working on post-trauma healing, and we bring you a discussion about where Charlottesville can go from here to deeply heal and authentically reconcile as a community. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Walt. And I actually want to turn to someone who was also there, David Strawn. Take me through Friday evening before we even get into Saturday. Take me through Friday evening from where you were.
Well, I'll take you through Friday morning.
Let's start there. Absolutely.
20 to 40 alt-right members were seen outside of a Walmart parking lot brandishing weapons and pointing their guns at community members, one of them being Christopher Cantwell, who was seen on the Vice special. Police were called to the scene at that as well. They were seen talking to the group. However, no arrests were made, and they were allowed to disperse to McIntyre Park. So that's when the terror began in the town of Charlottesville. I was there Friday night. I was inside the church. I saw Cornell West and Tracy Blackman and everybody speak. Tracy Blackman especially, I mean, not to disparage Cornell West, who always gives a great sermon, but Tracy Blackman just brought the house down with what she said, so I just wanted to give credit where credit is due and tell her that she has a new fan. But with that being said, that elation and that hope turned to terror when we found out that the neo-Nazis were approaching the church, and then the church, like Walt said, was ordered to be locked down. I was actually sitting in the church library with Cornell West and a couple of members of my organization while we were being asked to be held inside. Katie Couric and her news team were in there as well, being held hostage. And Dr. West said it was just like the civil rights movement all over again, and I thought I'd never see like anything like that in my life. We were asked by security to leave in groups around 10:30, as we were told that was the safest time to leave. And the safest way to leave. So that's when I did. I left with two other members who were assisting my organization. I walked to my car with them to get them to their car, and we drove through that space where there were five police cars with flashing lights and also a fire truck. And we watched a group of them stand outside as if it was summer camp, you know, just cheering, taking pictures, all of that. And this was after all of the violence erupted. And again, no arrests were made that night. This just speaks to the complete inadequacies of the police department and how they just let the town fall under a siege of terror for an entire weekend, basically, up until, well, Monday morning.
Turn briefly to Bonnie Gordon, who was also there in the church, and her Tracy Blackman as well. Bonnie, let's start with Friday night and then into Saturday, your experience on the ground, first at UVA and then Saturday downtown.
So I would say I actually would start with Friday morning as well, when it was on the downtown mall, and there someone had written terrible things about Wes and Kristen, and I was with my friend who was visiting from out of town.
That's Wes Bellamy and
yes,
Kristen Seiko, city councilors. That's okay.
And my two sons, who are 10 and 14, and I started trying to erase it. And my friend, who's an artist, said, well, let's do this intentionally and try and just smudge it so we're not engaging in that same way. And there was a older gentleman who was slightly creepy looking at my kids, and he started saying to them, you know, you should learn from your mother not what to do. And my boys were saying, you know, mommy, please just let's leave. And it was unclear whether they were afraid or they're teenagers. But this guy, I ended up seeing him around all weekend, actually, including at the press conference. And he, after we left, he went and wrote it again, and he was just standing there waiting. And one of the things I said at the time was, one of the things that infuriates me is you're just ruining this space. So then we went to the church on Friday. We started actually at the synagogue with our kids, and then we went up to the church. And I was very careful about what to do with my children, because they're children. They're not old enough to make choices. And I truly thought that those spaces would be safe in terms of physical safety, and I thought hard about it. And we we were sitting in the church with a number of people from the synagogue, and it was amazing, really. The whole thing was amazing. And as we were getting ready to leave, I guess was the first time when they did a sort of lockdown, and they said, we need you to go through the back door. And a friend of mine, who's a childhood friend, texted me and said, there are people with torches on the lawn. You can't go. We were parked at UVA. My husband and I both work at UVA. And she said, you can't go across the lawn. You can't take the kids across the lawn. And by the time we sat down and figured out what to do, they had, I guess it was very late, maybe 10:20. I think we were in there at the very end. And they said, you know, we're going to need you to sit and prepare to duck and take cover. And my 10-year-old said, has anyone thought to call the police? And we all sort of chuckled, like, of course the police will come, honey. It never occurred to me that there would be police on the lawn not protecting the students. So we ended up, we were never able to get to our car. We walked home. We just weren't comfortable taking the kids across the lawn. And I'm not even sure why we thought it was a better idea to walk downtown, but I think we just wanted to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I was struck by the lack of police intervention when people were brawling right in front of them. I felt like we had police stationed near McGuffey Park and near Justice Park, where we had the permits for the counter protests, but yet the police were not doing anything active in terms of protecting counter protesters. They were completely passive. And my understanding now, you know, from the day was that there were just a lot of unregulated brawling going on and beatings that were done by the Nazis on, you know, the citizens of Charlottesville without much intervention into those activities. But the same thing happened Friday night. The students were being beaten and assaulted, and there was no arrest that I saw made, and there was no intervention by the police.
Right.
So
okay.
I have to say that that's a really big question for me. I don't know what the role of the police are if they're not going to intervene when people are being violent.
You're listening to Gather Around Seville, a special broadcast geared toward understanding and community healing here on WTJU 91.1 FM and WTJU.net. I'm Nathan Moore. As we continue the conversation about last weekend's tragic events, we're joined in the studio by UVA psychology professor Noelle Hurd. Her research is primarily focused on the promotion of healthy adolescent development among marginalized youth. We're also joined by Nicole Ruzek. She's a staff psychologist at UVA Student Health Services, where she incorporates principles from various traditions into her clinical practice. Dr. Hurd and Dr. Ruzek, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Ruzek, I want to start with you and talk about the individual level of healing first. There's a lot of people in Charlottesville suffering from post-trauma symptoms right now, a lot of heavy processing going on. What's one thing that people should know?
I think people should know that right now their feelings are normal and are expected, and that trauma to any kind of event is going to be somewhat nonlinear and a little bit chaotic. So it's normal to be feeling a lot of shock. It's normal to feel numb, even dissociated. It's also normal to feel angry, sad, confused, and to not really know what to be doing right now. So I think sometimes people, when they have those feelings, think that something's wrong with them or they're not doing the right thing. A terrible thing has happened, and it's normal to have this range of feelings.
Before the show started, all of us in the room here were talking about how we're like maybe just now getting some sleep. Is that also in the realm of normal?
Definitely. So following a traumatic event, it's going to be hard just to calm the body down at all. So there's going to be a lot of hyperarousal. So, you know, rapid heartbeat, some sweating, trembling, and hypervigilance. So really kind of looking over your shoulder, not knowing what's coming next. So the body is bracing for another attack. And we're built to do that, and it's actually a constructive thing to do. But once the threat, you know, has started to subside, and you continue to have those reactions and they don't go away, then that's an indication that something, you know, more serious could be wrong and when someone might need professional help.
I don't want to say, like, you know, because I don't want anybody to feel fear and terror like I do, but some people are finally getting it. Some people are finally getting what people of color go through every day in this town.
David, thank you for that. I want to close with a paragraph written by Charlottesville native and former director of City of Promise, Sarah Davenport, wrote an essay that's been making the rounds today He writes, "My hope is that when the media leaves and the world directs its attention to something else going on, that the people of Charlottesville will pick up the pieces and demonstrate leadership and work towards authentic reconciliation that deals with longstanding socioeconomic and human rights issues that prevent the place that I love from being all that it projects itself to be." And kind of close with that today. David Strawn, Bonnie Gordon, Walt's not with us anymore, but thanks to Walt. Thank you all for coming in. Thanks all to Noelle Hurd and also to Dr. Nicole Ruzak for coming in earlier. And so that does it for Gather Around Seaville, WTJU's special broadcast for community healing and moving forward.